Good morning. Merry Christmas. Today is the Sunday before the celebration of the Nativity. And it's also the day before Christmas, the celebration of Christ's birth. Eid Milad Majid. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. It's typical each year on this day, the Sunday before we celebrate the Nativity of Christ, to read the Gospel found in the very first chapter of the book of Matthew. It's referred to as the genealogy of Jesus. And the list of names that we hear read in that Gospel are the ancestors of Jesus, both men and women, who all played a vital role in the history of the world's salvation. Because by remembering them, we're not only invited to remember the documented and historical ancestry of Jesus, but we're also reminded of the very miracle itself that we'll celebrate tomorrow on Christmas Day. That God the Father sent His only begotten Son to take on flesh, and that He became a real human being in order to redeem the entire world, so that we could forever be united with our Heavenly Father in His eternal kingdom. This list of individuals is the fulfillment of God's holy will to bring His only begotten Son into this world. And all those people mentioned in the Gospel lesson this morning were people used by God to prepare the way for the birth of the infant Jesus. And so that's the meaning, the abridged version of the meaning of the Gospel lesson this morning. But today is not only the Sunday before the celebration of Christmas, but it's also the day before Christmas. It's Christmas Eve. And it's a time when our focus and our attention should be towards the joy and towards the triumph of the greatest mystery ever known to mankind, the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In the Nicene Creed, which we recite together every Sunday when we come to the Divine Liturgy, we refer to Jesus, and Jesus is known to us, as the Light of Lights. And in Scripture, Jesus is referred to as the brightness of the Father, and the true light that gives light to every man coming into the world. And then in the hymnography of the church, specifically in the Vesper service for the celebration of the Nativity, Jesus is referred to as the illumination of all creation. And if you've ever seen the icon of the Nativity, we call it the Christmas icon, you'll find at the very top a bright star with a ray of light descending from that star upon the head of baby Jesus, who's located right there in the center of the icon. The star in that icon represents the heavens rejoicing at this event, at the glorious birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's shining brighter than any other star in that night sky. And it represents the same star that guided the Magi, or the wise men, to the city of Bethlehem to see the newborn king. And at the right-hand side of the icon, you see three figures riding horses. These three figures represent those wise men. One is a young man, and you can tell because he's shown without a beard. And then there's one in the middle who is a little older because he has a beard. And then you can see a picture of an older man. He's shown with a beard, but he has a white beard. His hair is turned from brown to white. And it shows all three of these wise men in the icon looking up at the star and carrying the gifts that they brought to the baby Jesus: gold and frankincense and myrrh. And their presence in that nativity icon reveal to us that regardless of age or regardless of appearance, the good news of Christ's birth is meant to be revealed to everyone, regardless of who they are or what they look like or even where they come from. These wise men, according to tradition, were foreigners. They were called magi. And the Greek word for magi means oriental astrologer. They were from Persia, and they were pagan priests. Yet the fathers of the church point out that the significance of these wise men, these magi, to the nativity story, those men who followed the star and traveled a great distance to come and meet Jesus in Bethlehem, is that although they were not followers of the Hebrew faith, God revealed His truth to them, calling to them by using what was familiar to them: the stars in the sky. They were astrologers. And through this miraculous event, God was truly revealed to them. And the lives of those wise men, those magi, were forever changed after meeting the baby Jesus in Bethlehem. Tradition says that after those three wise men came to Jesus in that cave in Bethlehem, the wise men returned back to their home, where years later they were met by the apostle St. Thomas. And when St. Thomas saw them, he baptized them, and they became Christians. And then later on, they even became bishops in the early church. They have names. Their names are Jasper and Melchior and Balthazar. And today, in present time, the church commemorates these wise men as saints. And we celebrate their feast day tomorrow, December 25th, along with the Nativity of Christ. And what we can learn from those wise men is that the grace of God is not only intended for a select chosen group of people, but God is revealed to all of us, to all humanity, at all times and at every hour. It's revealed to those whose hearts are open to receive the grace of God, like those wise men were. And it's revealed to those who stand ready and are humble enough to receive God when He reveals Himself to us, like those wise men were. And it's revealed to those who stand ready to sacrifice their own selfish worldly ways in order to faithfully deny themselves and to follow God when He calls us, like those wise men were. The wise men are examples to us of humility and examples of faithful self-denial and examples of thankfulness and gratitude to God for intervening in their lives. Those three wise men brought gifts to this baby. They brought gold and frankincense and myrrh when they went to Bethlehem to meet Jesus. So, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I think the question for all of us today, as we're here, the eve of the Nativity Feast, as we prepare to celebrate Christ's birth tomorrow, and as we prepare to meet Him this morning in the Holy Eucharist, Holy Communion, the question, I think, that we can all raise within our own hearts and our soul is, what gift can we offer as a symbol of our own thankfulness to God for all that He has done for us? We may not have gold or other items of great value to give, like those wise men had, but we can always offer our pledge to God to treat others better. Or we can offer to rely less on our own selfish ways and to put more trust in our God. Or we can offer to spread more joy and to build people up around us rather than knock those people down who are around us. And we can always offer a forgiving heart to all those people who are around us. And so I'd like to conclude this brief reflection this morning with one of the hymns that sung at the Vesper service for this great feast of the Holy Nativity as a way for us to redirect our hearts and our minds and our souls on the meaning of what we're about to celebrate later on this evening and tomorrow. And one of the hymns from that service goes like this. Your kingdom, O Christ God, is a kingdom of all ages, and your rule is from generation to generation. For you, who was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and became man from Mary, the ever-virgin, has caused a light to shine on us by your presence. O Christ God, O light of light, O radiance of the Father, you have illuminated all creation, and every breath does praise you, O likeness of the glory of the Father. Wherefore, everlasting God, who are before eternity, and who did shine forth from the Virgin, O God, have mercy on us. May you all have a blessed Nativity and a very Merry Christmas. Eid Milad Majid. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.